The people of Bishkek, the capital of Kyrgyzstan, emerged from their homes today hoping that life had returned to normal. But the interim government, claiming to be in charge, warned that there could be more violence. Kyrgyzstan's president fled the capital after Wednesday's bloody uprising, and he's refusing to resign. David Green reports from Bishkek.
Aida Kerimbayeva said she came to the city's main square today to mourn the 70 or so people shot during this week's protests. Kerimbayeva, a 40-year-old business owner, was trying to feel optimistic that the worst is over. Today, she said, we're beginning to feel confident and calm. She even brought her 5-year-old daughter out on streets where just last night looters were roaming and firing automatic weapons. Kerimbayeva wasn't alone. Hundreds of people, children, the elderly, young couples holding hands, ventured out on a sun-splashed day. There were still uncomfortable moments. Groups would gather and hold heated discussions about their frustrations and the economic hardship of the last few years. At one point, a gang of people ran into the square and threw rocks at the windows of an empty government building. The interim government trying to control the capital said supporters of President Kurmanbek Bakiyev are committing violence wherever they can to disrupt the handover of power. The president is believed to be in southern Kyrgyzstan, huddling with supporters. He did some interviews yesterday from his undisclosed location, saying he has no plans to step down. On Russian radio, Bakiyev also issued a warning to the interim government. In a few days, he said, it will become evident that those who imagined themselves as leaders are unable to lead. This is why Murad Saraginbayev, who I met on the square, thinks the interim government made a mistake. They should have issued an arrest order and gone after the president, he said. Now, he added, this uprising might just be a repeat of 2005, when protests toppled a president who was viewed by many as a criminal. But in all the euphoria, Saraginbayev said, no one from the ousted government went to prison. He said it all feels like an endless cycle. And Saraginbayev described his near miss. He was here during Wednesday's protests and avoided a bullet when he leaned down to spit. That's the routine when he's smoking, he explained. When he leaned back up, he saw the man next to him was shot. Maybe, he said with sad sarcasm, we'll have another uprising in 5 more years, and 400 people will die. Hence the challenge for this interim government. Convincing people in a place where government buildings have been looted and burned that the future really is bright. Outside the still smoldering general prosecutor's office yesterday, I found Azimbek Begnazarov trying to reassure a gathering. He had just been appointed deputy prime minister for internal affairs in the new government. When he was finished, he walked with me around the debris and insisted this new government will be in power just 6 months, then a free election.
There is no doubt that we will hold elections. We are working out the new constitution of the Kyrgyz Republic, and it will lay out how we hold elections, and of course, they will be democratic. The task of our interim government is to conduct democratic, honest, transparent elections. Let the people elect who they want. Let the people decide.
So far, many people here have decided that they need more than words if they're to believe Kyrgyzstan is really back on a democratic path. David Green, NPR News, Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan.